Wiley College in Marshall is remaking history, hosting an exhibition debate with the University of Southern California. It's been 77 years since the two schools met for a debate and the small East Texas college was victorious.
It was before the Civil Rights Movement, before Dr. King, before Rosa Parks.
Debate Captain Carrie Chavis of Lake Charles views Friday night's event as a reunion, not a rivalry. He sets up the scene from history.
You had this little school, this little African-American predominantly school, and this larger Caucasian predominantly school coming together and really holding hands and being affirmed that even though what's going on in the world is going on, we're going to, you know, talk about it.
Wiley's debate coach, Chris Medina, has been on the job for 5 months. He says his students have been practicing upwards of 150 hours in January alone, preparing for the exhibition and the national competition in March. Medina invited USC. The school graciously accepted. He says Wiley and USC would never meet up because they're in different debate leagues.
They didn't have to do this. They didn't have to accept our invitation, and they certainly didn't have to pay for their own travel. And we applaud them and appreciate their generosity.
Senior Chad Mossman of Houston says he hopes to make Wiley proud. He says the civil disobedience topic is as relevant today as it was during a segregated America.
It's important for every generation to take up the mantle of the previous generation to make sure that we can continue to have equality and that we can continue to have these civil discussions to try to find a common ground between individuals.
The 2007 film The Great Debaters, starring Denzel Washington, brought this historic debate to the fore, but in the film, Wiley debated Harvard and not USC. The exhibition matches Friday at 7 at the Julius Scott Chapel on Wiley's campus.